talk a lot about, well, at least our church and good churches should, how the entire Bible points to Christ. Even the Old Testament, there's Christ throughout the whole thing. And it's really neat to see, and there's obvious places, and then there's other places that good preachers will draw out and present to the congregation as a wonderful message. But one really cool thing to think about is the Bible starts off with Christ. The very first verse of the Bible is about Christ. In the beginning, God. Now, how is that about Christ? In the beginning. Beginning of what? God has always been and always will be. There was no start to God. There was no beginning of God. So it's not God all of a sudden appeared and said, hey, I want to make some stuff. So in the beginning means that God said, all right, now's the time to create this existence. I've got my plan set. Everything's ready to go. And everything's going to happen in his order and his way. So in the beginning, that means this is the time we start the act and work of redemption of his people. So in the beginning means, here we go. This is the beginning of the story of Christ's work on the cross. So as we draw out Christ from everything we read in the Bible, first and foremost focusing on him, and then turning that into application later. But just as the Bible focuses on Christ and everything, so should we be focusing on Christ and everything. I say that a lot. That's the whole reason why I started these voice messages. But if it's not sinking in, then this is all pointless. And I pray that even if just one of you is remotely turning your eyes towards Christ a little bit because of these, then I'll do them forever. But start figuring, you know your day, you know your schedule. Start figuring out when and what you can either cut out and add in sanctification, because it's literally like training your body for your championship sport, right? Just like Paul always talks about, at least a couple times, about training your body like a professional athlete. And how important running the race is to them. Basically that metaphor that I've used and will use over and over again relating to Paul's letters are consumed by training ourselves in holiness, just like, and even more should be than an athlete training for their sport. They are consumed by it. That's their only thought and focus. Obviously we have work and all of our responsibilities to take care of, but nothing's more important than Christ. So do what you have to do on your drive to school and your drive from there and this and that. Figure out how you can be praying, how you can be listening to the Bible, how you can be listening to sermons, how you can be whatever it's going to take. I mean, we have to hold on to it with fear and trembling. If we're working out our salvation with fear and trembling, that's not lackadaisical. That's not when you get around to it. That is, our life depends on it. And again, we are saved. I'm not preaching a legalism here, but we are faulty at the core. Our flesh and everything in the world is pulling us away from Christ. And so this isn't earning salvation talk. This is growing in knowledge, growing in faith, growing in our love for Christ, so much so that our life is transforming other lives. Because remember, that's what's most important. We are to go out and make disciples. If we're not making disciples, then we're lacking in our walk. I love you guys.